What to know if criminals disrupt a bank's internet services? You may have seen recent news reports about financial institutions' websites and online banking services being temporarily disrupted due to cyber attacks from a variety of sources. These assaults, generally referred to as denial of service attacks, occur when criminals deliberately inundate computers that handle internet traffic, also called web servers, with so many requests at the same time that they cause a financial institution's site to crash for anywhere from a few minutes to several days. The motive behind most denial of service attacks to date has been to damage the targeted institution's reputation by keeping customers from accessing its website or online banking system and causing people to believe something is seriously wrong with the bank. In reality, denial of service attacks to date have done little more than temporarily inconvenience internet banking customers. The financial industry has responded well to these attacks, and customer information and accounts have remained secure. Federal banking regulators review how individual institutions carry out security measures and manage denial of service incidents. Part of the review is to make sure every bank has contingency plans for how to handle a prolonged service interruption. Also, the regulators require that banks issue notices if there has been unauthorized access to sensitive data, including social security numbers, account numbers, passwords, and other information that could result in substantial harm or inconvenience to any customer. If you receive one of these notices, your financial institution will explain what you should do to protect yourself. If you have questions or concerns about cyber attacks, speak with a bank representative.